Speaking of Mars, Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week.
Speaking of Mars. Speaking of Martians.
But I only say that because you have a great Mars-related video.
It is on topic this week, yes. We wondered sort of what it was like for the people who built Curiosity, and it turns out that a lab down the street on 34th Street is responsible for a little piece of Curiosity. We heard about it before, the sample analysis at Mars system. That's the part that of Curiosity that takes the rock and the crushed up dirt and looks at it for organic compounds. Well, there's a little piece in there, a carousel, that's responsible for moving those samples around within the belly of the rover. And these guys at Honeybee Robotics, Lee Carlson and Mike Panzeretti, two engineers, were the people who've been working on this for the last 8 years. So we went to see them this week to hear sort of what it was like. And the funny thing was, you know, they're still waiting to get the final confirmation back that everything works according to plan. So, you know, Curiosity is down and landed, but there's still a lot of checks going on to make sure that everything survived that 8.5 month journey.
Yeah.
So that was one thing, and also it was a real education for me to hear what it is like to think about building something that's going to go to Mars. And here's Lee Carlson.
If your car breaks, you bring it to the shop. There's a chance it breaks the first week you've got it. Something might go wrong. This cannot happen on Mars.
That's a long house call.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Big tow truck. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So you have to make it to last forever.
Right. Please. Unlike, I think, most things that we encounter in our daily lives, which are made to break, as far as I can tell, or at least in my hands.
Exactly right.
So this was quite different. So if you want to see this video and see what it's like inside one of these labs where you you build the stuff.
It's our video pick of the week up on our website at sciencefriday.com. If you want to see how you make all this complicated stuff and what it has to go through to qualify to be let on.
Oh, man. It sounded kind of like a nightmare. I mean, you have to suit up. They were wearing double sets of gloves, head to toe covered, beard guards, you name it. Because, you know, it has to be sterile. There can't be anything in it.
Go up there. It's up on our website and our video pick of the week.